police in Sydney are now treating a stabbing at a Syrian Orthodox church as a terrorist attack. At least four people, including a bishop, were wounded in last night's attack in southwest Sydney. A 15-year-old boy has been arrested for the assault at the service, which had been live-streamed. The stabbing comes just days after a fatal attack in a Bondi shopping centre, killing six people. ABC Sydney journalist Brooke Chandler joins me now. Kia ora, Brooke, what's the latest in this investigation?
Good morning, Charlotte. Thanks for having me. Well, I can tell you that police have actually reissued the age of this teenager allegedly responsible for last night's attack. He is 16, as they've told me, pending their further investigations. So, yes, a 16-year-old allegedly responsible, and he is under police guard in hospital at the moment, having received a surgery to his injured hand. I can also tell you that a really strong task force of the Australian Federal Police and other agencies has been put together to investigate what went on last night. So far, I can tell you that there are up to 100 police officers on the scene in Wakeley, which is in Sydney's west. Last night, about a seven o'clock, they were called there, and they found Bishop Mahi Emmanuel. He's 53 years old. He had some lacerations to his head, and there was also a 39-year-old priest who also had some lacerations as well. I've been told that they have non-life-threatening injuries and are in hospital. And the other churchgoers in that premises, they detained the 16-year-old until police arrived. But once police got there, there was this huge brawl that emerged from what went from 50 people on the scene to what I've been told by police was hundreds. And they were angered at what happened and they started lashing out at police. They found concrete bollards and fence panels and whatever they could find. They were breaking into nearby properties to steal items that they were then damaging police cars with, and also damaging police themselves. We had an officer that received a broken jaw, and as you said, four people injured in total with this attack. So there was also another police officer injured. And we've had the police commissioner speak recently, who has condemned everything that went on last night. And as you said before, there's just been so much happening in Sydney over the past couple of days. So this has been felt really hard for the community here. And as you said earlier, this is now being treated as a terror-related incident, because what is understood under early investigation is this was premeditated and was a religious act of violence.
Thank you very much for the latest update. That is ABC Sydney journalist Brooke Chandler speaking about the attack in Sydney last night.